Up next, USDA yesterday afternoon released the latest crop progress report. It shows 78% of the corn has been planted nationwide. That's right on pace with the five-year rolling average, just a bit behind last year, which was at 83% for this same week at this time of year. Corn emerge now stands at 39%. That's better than the five-year rolling average, but just a bit behind last year's pace as well at 41%. 32% of the soybeans have been put in the ground, and that's actually a percentage point better than both the rolling five-year average and last year's planting pace. 6% of that crop has emerged. Now, here are the statisticians from the five top growing corn states in the nation, in order: Iowa, Illinois, Nebraska, Minnesota, and Indiana.
This is Susan Cole, statistician from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Iowa Field Office, with the weekly crops and weather report for the week ending May 13, 2007. A week of mostly dry weather was a welcome relief to many waterlogged Iowa farmers. Tractors started rolling again at every opportunity as fields dried out. Southern Iowa struggled the most as fields remain extremely wet in places, making it difficult to plant. In fact, South Central Iowa was only able to plant 8% of their corn crop and 3% of their soybean crop last week. In contrast, Northeast Iowa was able to plant 31% of their corn crop and 42% of their soybean crop during the past week as their soils dried quickly. Parts of Northeast Iowa could use some rain again. There were 3.8 days suitable for fieldwork compared to 3.5 days last year at this time. Currently, topsoil moisture in Iowa rates 95% adequate or surplus. Subsoil moisture is 99% adequate or surplus. In Iowa, 98% of the oats have been planted and 81% have emerged. Currently, the oat crop in Iowa rates nearly three-quarters good to excellent. Corn planting has advanced to 77% complete. Warm temperatures were ideal for emergence, with 36% of the corn crop now emerged. Nearly one quarter of the soybean crop in Iowa has now been planted. This is Susan Cole, statistician from USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Iowa Field Office, with the weekly crops and weather report for the week ending May 13th.
This is Brad Schwab, chief crop statistician with the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service, Illinois Field Office, reporting on crop progress and conditions for the week ending May 13th. Warm, sunny weather across the state last week helped with crop growth and emergence. Temperatures averaged nearly 8 degrees above normal statewide, while precipitation averaged below normal in all 9 crop reporting districts. This near-ideal weather allowed for 6.1 days being suitable for field work, giving planters free rein to make excellent progress in corn and soybean fields. If any field work delays did occur last week, they were likely in the two southern crop reporting districts, where they averaged just over 8/10 of an inch of rainfall for the week. Statewide, topsoil moisture was rated at 2% very short, 20% short, 70% adequate, and 8% surplus. The Southwest Crop Reporting District remains the wettest area of the state, with 67% being reported surplus. Corn planting progressed to 93%, 1 point behind last year's 94%, but now well ahead of the five-year average of 83%. 63% of the corn fields have emerged, compared to 67% 1 year ago and 58% for the five-year average. Overall, the state's corn crop was rated 2% poor, 18% fair, 67% good, and 13% excellent. Soybean planting, now at 44% complete, jumped by 37 percentage points in just 1 week. This pace is well ahead of last year's 29% and the five-year average of 32%. 5% of the soybean fields have emerged, compared to 3% 1 year ago and 6% for the five-year average. The soft red winter wheat crop was 73% headed, and that compares to 81% 1 year ago and 73% for the five-year average. 12% of the wheat heads had filled by week's end, and that compares with 23% last year and 13% normally. Condition of the crop showed signs of improvement and was rated as 11% very poor, 17% poor, 35% fair, 32% good, and 5% excellent. In other crops around the state, sorghum planting was at 23% complete. Oats is 3% headed. The first cutting of alfalfa was 10% complete. And red clover cutting had reached 23%. Pastures were rated in fair to mostly good condition, while alfalfa and red clover were rated fair to good. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of the USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
This is Steve Parn reporting Nebraska's weekly crop weather report for the week ending May 13, 2007. Above normal temperatures and sunshine allowed soils to dry and producers to make considerable progress planting corn. Corn planted increased rapidly with favorable weather and was 73% complete, but still behind last year's 86 and the five-year average of 79. Corn emerged was 29%, behind the 31 of last year in average. Soybeans planted was 17% complete, behind last year's 29 and the five-year average of 26. Wheat conditions improved from last week and rated 62% good or excellent, well above last year's condition of 36%. Alfalfa conditions also improved from last week and rated 58% good or excellent, but remain well below last year's 72%. Oat conditions improved from last week and rated 77% good or excellent, ahead of last year's 71%. Sorghum planted was 9% complete, near last year's 11 and average of 10. Pasture and range conditions rated 62% good or excellent, above last year's 54%. This has been Steve Parn of the USDA's NAS Nebraska Field Office in Lincoln.
This is Doug Hartwig, Director of USDA NAS Minnesota Field Office, reporting the crop weather summary for the week ending May 13, 2007. Planting of Minnesota's sugar beet acreage was nearly completed as of Sunday, May 13th. Planting of spring wheat, oats, and barley were more than 90% complete. Warm weather this past week boosted soil temperatures across the state and advanced emergence of small grain and corn crops ahead of the five-year average. The average temperature for the week was 61.6 degrees, 7.4 degrees above normal. Statewide, topsoil moisture supplies as of Friday were rated 3% very short, 17% short, 70% adequate, and 10% surplus. As of Sunday, an estimated 88% of the corn acreage was planted and 45% emerged, compared to the five-year average of 84% planted and 16% emerged. Soybean planting was 45% complete, compared to 32% for the average. Sugar beet planting was 96% complete, compared to 85% for the average. Spring wheat acreage was 93% planted and 55% emerged, compared to the average of 78% planted and 39% emerged. Oat acreage was 92% planted and 66% emerged. Potato planting was 70% complete, compared to 71% for the average. Green pea planting was 72% complete, compared to 63% for the average. Pasture rating was at 65% in good or excellent condition. Alfalfa was rated at 63% in good to excellent condition. That's the weekly crop weather for the week ending May 13, 2007. I'm Doug Hartwig with USDA NAS Minnesota Field Office.
Hello, this is Greg Preston, Director of Indiana Agricultural Statistics for Indiana, and this is the crop weather report for the week ending May 13th. The weather cooperated for a second week, and many Indiana farmers made significant planting progress. Another week of few rain showers allowed field work to advance, but has resulted in topsoil moisture beginning to dry down. Farmers who have completed corn planting are now hoping for some moisture to aid in germination. Our topsoil moisture was rated at 1% very short, 12% short, 76% adequate, and 11% surplus. Subsoil moisture was rated 0% very short, 3% short, 84% adequate, and 13% surplus. Precipitation for Indiana ranged from 0 to 1.4 inches for the week, and temperatures averaged from a high of 90 to a low of 35 degrees. For the week ending on Friday, 5.9 days were rated as suitable for field work. 78% of the intended corn acres has been planted, ahead of last year's 71% planted at this time, and also ahead of the five-year average of 63%. By area of the state, 80% has been planted in the north, 84% in central region, and 63% in southern Indiana. 34% of the planted corn acreage has emerged, compared with 35% for last year and 36% for the five-year average. Planting of soybeans for the week also made good progress and advanced ahead of the average pace, with 39% of the intended soybean acreage planted, compared to 30% for last year and 33% for the five-year average. 5% of the planted soybean acreage has emerged, compared with 5% for last year at this time and 9% for the five-year average. 94% of the winter wheat acreage is jointed, compared to 95% last year and 97% for the five-year average. This is Greg Preston reporting from the Indiana NAS Field Office.
And I'm Todd Gleason. You're listening to the Closing Market Report on WILL AM 580. In 2 minutes, Dave Dickey will return. He'll talk with Don Day of Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Your regional newscast is next.